This is VOA News. I'm Christina Menenti. Israel and Lebanon's Hezbollah have launched their heaviest exchange of fire after months of strikes and counterstrikes, raising fears of an all-out war. AP correspondent Naeon Kim reports.
Israel says it launched a wave of airstrikes across southern Lebanon in what it said was a preemptive strike on the militant group.
We're operating in self-defense from Hezbollah and any other enemy that joins in their attacks against us.
Soon after, Hezbollah announced it had launched an attack on Israeli military positions in response to the killing of one of its founding members in an Israeli airstrike last month. At least three people were killed in the strikes on Lebanon, while there were no reports of casualties in Israel. The latest escalation has raised fears of an all-out war that could potentially join the United States, Iran, and militant groups across the region. I'm Naeon Kim.
Palestinian militant group Hamas is sticking to a July 2nd Gaza ceasefire proposal, rejecting new Israeli conditions for a ceasefire, and says talk of an imminent deal is false. A suspect in a German stabbing rampage arrived at the German federal prosecutor's office in Karlsruhe on Sunday. Zachary Goldman from Reuters reports.
A suspect in German custody after a stabbing rampage in the city of Zulingen arrived at the federal prosecutor's office in the city of Karlsruhe on Sunday. The attack occurred during a festival on Friday, killing three people and injuring eight. The suspect, who is a 26-year-old Syrian man, turned himself in and admitted to the crime, authorities said. Police said the case is under, quote, intensive investigation, and that they are looking into his possible links with Islamic State. Islamic State described the man taken into custody as a, quote, soldier of the group, but it did not provide any evidence for this assertion. The incident, which officials described as, quote, an act of terror, shocked the city of Zulingen. Mourners gathered for a church memorial and paid tribute to the victims.